Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called The Capybaras. And this story was written by Alfredo Sodergeit. And it's translated by Elisa Amado. Because this story was not originally written in English. It was originally written in Spanish because this story takes place in a place on this beautiful earth called Latin America. And it is
Latin.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It is south of North America. It's in, well, Central and actually South America. It's like America, but south. And that's from a movie. Anyways, sorry. I got a blank stare. The point being that this story is from a different part of the country or the world than what we live in. Because you probably have never heard of a capybara, have you? What is one? Let's find out. Let's jump in. And today's story is read by Mommy and Philip. Are you with me today? Oh my goodness, you guys. Surprise! I have Philip with me today.
Philip the artist.
Philip the artist? I love it when he's with me. Okay, so turn on some Incendio if you have it, friends. It's some beautiful guitar music from Latin America with a nice Spanish vibe. And let's listen. That was a safe, agreeable place.
Wait. But
mm-hmm.
Maybe our friends don't know about
Incendio. Oh, maybe they don't. Well, it's a band, and they play guitar music. We love them, Philip's mommy. But that's to say, moving on. We're going to read the story, which takes place in South America.
Right.
Okay, we're reading. Bye. So, that was a safe, agreeable place. And can you explain what that was? What is that? It's a house, but not just any kind of house, a very specific kind of house. Look at what's inside of it.
A chicken.
So in the picture, we see a chicken coop. Life was comfortable, and everyone knew what she was supposed to do. And inside of the chicken coop, what do we see?
A chicken.
And what is she doing?
She is looking if she laid an egg.
Yep, she's getting ready to lay some eggs. Okay. There was plenty of food and nothing out of the ordinary ever happened. Mm-hmm. Yep, sometimes you get picked up by your farmer though. Okay. Until one day, the capybaras came. All of the chickens are shocked because here come the capybaras.
And now, capybaras
I'm so glad that you asked. Can you describe what you see here? What do they look like?
They look like, I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of look to me like a guinea pig. Wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. They look like little rodents. Yeah. No one knew them. No one expected them. All of the chickens are not sure what to make of this. And there were lots of them. And they were hairy and they were wet. And they were too big. No. There was no room for them. The chickens are on the march. They do not want the capybaras to be there with them. But the capybaras couldn't go home because hunting season had begun. Oops, people are on the look for capybaras. I do not know if you can eat them or what you would do with them. Maybe they're looking for them as pets because they look a little bit like, I don't know, like they look like a little rodent, right? Like they're bigger than rats, but like guinea pigs. Let's see what happens. To be allowed to stay, the capybaras had to accept some rules. And then now here's the chickens. The chickens have rules for them. And the rules are, should I give it in a chicken voice?
I don't understand. You're just talking real.
Oh, they just use real voice? Okay. Don't make any noise. Don't come out of the water. Don't come near the food. And don't question the rules. Those are their rules. Oy, kind of bossy, aren't they? And now, can you tell me what you see here?
A chick and a baby
capybara. Mm-hmm. They see each other, a baby chick and a baby capybara, and they are looking at each other. I'm going to guess that capybara wants to get out of the water because I don't think that it's very happy living in there all alone. So what does it do? Can you explain? What are you seeing?
It gets out of the water.
Yep. Out of the water comes the capybara, and the baby chick sees it and goes beep and then comes over and pats it on the nose, and the capybara walks away and the baby chick is saying beep beep. And then what does the baby chick do?
Hop on it.
He hops on the back of the capybara in the water, and the capybara proceeds to swim away with the baby chick on its back.
Oh my.
And the mommy bird, the mommy chicken says, cluck, because she sees her baby has been taken away. Now the rules were for everyone. No one had permission to go near the capybaras. They were wild animals. But it seems to me that perhaps they have become friends. Because look, there's our silly little chick doing his own thing again. And he sees a hole in the fence and marches through the hole. But guess what's on the other side of the fence?
A dog.
A dog who says, woof. And our poor frightened little chick says, beep, 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 and runs for it. And runs right to the edge of the water where the capybara is. Jumps on his back. The capybara swims away and leaves him with the dog, woof, 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 woofing in the distance. But look at who the capybara goes to. The capybara family, and they are very big. It looks like they can almost be the doggone same size as a dog, and they might be dangerous. Let's see. But then everything changed. Because what happened?
The capybara. You know what, I'm just gonna call them guinea pigs. The guinea pigs chased the guinea pigs scared the dog away.
Yep, and they rescued the baby chick. Huh, so maybe they aren't quite so bad, are they? Let's see. The days changed. And now look at the picture. What do you see?
The chickens and the capybaras.
Yeah, the chickens and the capybaras are living together.
Or should I say the chickens and the rodents?
Rodents. Well, I mean, they are rodents of unusual size. Let's see. Oh, and so did the knights. Look, in the picture, the capybaras have now come into the hen house and are sleeping in the hen house, keeping all of the chicks warm. Oh, how cute.
And protecting all the chickens from any creepy things like...
I don't know. Dogs. But look, hunting season ended. The capybaras expressed their gratitude for being given refuge and got ready to leave. That year's hunt hadn't gone well. The hunters returned empty-handed. The chicken coop was empty, too. No one ever knew what had happened. But we do. What happened?
Look it.
What happened?
All the chickens and chickies, and one of the chickens has a basket of eggs, and they're living with the rodents.
They went to go live with the capybaras out in the wilderness. And I think there might be a follow-up story yet to come, because look at the very last picture.
Goats, chickens,
sheep,
chickens, and rodents.
They found some sheep. Ooh, the story might continue. But what a wonderful story. And what an interesting thing to think about, that there is room for all. We just must find a way to love. And look for the good instead of looking for the bad. Instead of thinking, oh no, these guys are scary because they're different. Maybe we can think, okay, I wonder what makes these people or these animals the way they are. Let's learn about them and see. Oh, turns out they might have something in common with us. And, well, like this one, neither of them liked to be alone. They all liked to cuddle up and at night when they go to sleep. And there's lots of cool things going on here. But anyways, that is also, what do we call it?
The end.
The end.